Good afternoon. My name is Denise Gruccio, and I am a nurse practitioner in the Turner Syndrome Program here at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. And I'm going to talk with you this afternoon about the topic of Turner Syndrome, which is a genetic disorder that occurs in 1 out of 2,500 live female births. Turner Syndrome is a genetic condition that results from either the partial or complete absence of the second sex chromosome. The two main features of Turner Syndrome are short stature and gonadal failure. Short stature can occur in 98% of girls with Turner Syndrome, and gonadal failure can occur in 95% of girls with Turner Syndrome. There are several medical conditions that also can occur in Turners. These include cardiac defects, particularly left-sided heart defects, including coarctation of the aorta and bicuspid aortic valve. And girls with Turner Syndrome can also have systemic hypertension. Renal anomalies can occur, and these include duplex kidney and duplex collecting system. Girls with Turner Syndrome can have hearing loss, both sensory neuro hearing loss and conductive hearing loss, and also have chronic otitis media. They can have visual issues, they can have scoliosis, and also have an increased risk for several autoimmune disorders, including thyroiditis, type 1 diabetes, and celiac disease. There are other many physical features that girls with Turner syndrome have, and on exam you may note things such as high arched palate, low set posteriorly rotated ears, a webbed neck, also a short neck. Their chest can appear broad and shield-like. They can have hypoblastic nipples. They can have something called cubitus valgus, or a wide carrying angle. They can have an increased number of pigmented moles, and they can have scoliosis. Also, lymphedema, puffiness of the hands and feet, can be noted. So it is important to remember, while girls with Turner syndrome can have many of those physical features, there are also some girls who can have very few of the physical features that I've listed. Therefore, it's very important that when evaluating a child, regardless of whether they have the physical features common in Turner syndrome, if they are demonstrating growth failure that is unexplained, or their height is less than fifth percentile, or they're growing at a percentile that is not in keeping with their family genetics, or you note that there is lack of pubertal onset, it is very important to still consider Turner syndrome in your differential and order a karyotype through peripheral blood. The ways that Turner syndrome can present can vary depending on the age of the child. The prenatal testing that is now done is often one source of making the diagnosis. That could include CVS, amniocentesis, and also findings on ultrasound. In the newborn period, Turner syndrome is picked up often if the child is born with a cardiac defect or has a presentation of puffy hands or feet secondary to lymphedema, or if it's noted that the baby is born with webbing of the neck. If not identified in the newborn period, sometimes the diagnosis is delayed until toddlerhood or even early school age years, when the child presents with growth failure or short stature. And at times, the diagnosis of Turner's is even delayed further, and they're not diagnosed until they present with lack of pubertal onset in the pubertal years. We're often asked a lot of questions about treatment options for girls with Turner syndrome, specifically for their short stature and for gonadal failure. Growth hormone is approved for use in girls with Turner syndrome to treat their short stature. Growth hormone is likely to improve their growth rate and likely to increase their final height outcome. We know that treating with growth hormone earlier leads to a better final height, and it is recommended that growth hormone therapy be started as soon as growth failure is documented. In terms of treatment for gonadal failure, estrogen replacement therapy is used, and the initiation and the progression of estrogen therapy is often done in a way to mimic the natural progression of puberty. Thank you for your time.